This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for June 1st, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Tom Thompson of John Lothian News. It's no GameStop, but it's something. After what seems like forever, Pan Exchanges, Benchmarks, and Analysis finally reports an uptick in May prices for CBD biomass, as well as a wide variety of refined products. Non-CBD hemp prices are also flashing green now. Field planting of hemp is underway now for a crop that will begin to be harvested later this summer and fall. In the meantime, refiners and processors are bleeding down inventories from last year's and 2019's harvests. Pan Exchanges has been reporting for months that its sources say a lot of semi and unprocessed hemp was held back off the market, maybe not an unreasonable thing for a farmer to do in the face of falling prices. Last summer, prices for hemp and refined products continued the decline that started in October of 2019. This is the first reversal of an 18-month trend. Rising prices and the prospects for a whole new harvest coming onto the market should lure remaining hemp out of storage. But if a lot of hemp and distillates do not come onto the market this summer, that will nip this very minor rally in a bud. To read the rest of the story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Welcome to the month of June in the year 2021. May is complete and we are getting ready for the summer months. This weekend there were all kinds of signs of normality back in my life. My neighborhood held a block party on our street and not a mask was in sight. My cousin Tom and his wife Kelly hosted a family get-together for the Memorial Day holiday. It was nice to be back with people again. The Financial Times has a special report titled Exchanges, Trading, and Clearing, The New Landscape. Exchanges chase data deals, London claws back losses to Amsterdam, taking trading tech into new markets. The stories in the special report include stock exchanges seek out deals with data providers. The industry has grown as companies adjust to risk from increased online activity. Second story is London fights back after Brexit trading win for Amsterdam. UK rule changes target business also lost to Dublin, Paris, Luxembourg, and Frankfurt. Next story is exchange technology races into markets from betting to art. Companies behind digital trading are moving into gambling, real estate, and property. The next one is Brexit rift pushes swaps market trading out of London. New York and Amsterdam are the main beneficiaries of UK-EU divide on regulation. The next is reforms aim to sharpen London's listing edge. The capital is trailing rivals in race for big IPOs, but new recommendations divide opinion. The last one is exchange outages spark demands for action. A series of shutdowns last year put failures and how to avoid them in the spotlight. CBOE veteran trader and former CBOE Board of Directors representative William R. Power has passed away. He also served as a member of the Minneapolis Grain Exchange Board of Directors and was an advisor to the NYSE at one time. Remarkably, he cycled across Iowa 23 times in the Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride across Iowa. Condolences to his family and friends. SGX has appointed a new head of global sales and origination. Paul DeWin joins SGX and will succeed Chu Sudat, who will be retiring from the company on the 31st of July. Welcome to Mr. DeWin, and thank you to Mr. Chu Sudat for your years of service. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign over the weekend. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. The long holdup in awarding of Illinois social equity cannabis dispensary licenses may finally be coming to an end. The publication Grown In reported this morning that the Illinois Senate sent a bill Friday to Governor J.B. Pritzker to sign that should restart that process. Applicants for the 40 craft grow, infuser, and transport license remain in limbo. Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the Financial Times, U.S. small cap value outperforms by widest margin since Second World War. Research shows returns of 77% against 14% for large cap growth in 6 months to the end of March. Beaten up U.S. small cap value stocks outperform large cap growth ones by the largest margin since the depth of the Second World War in the 6 months to the end of March, data show. The remarkable bounce back comes after a lengthy period in which small cap and value stocks have undershot the broader market, despite both being widely recognized in academic papers as investment style factors that have historically generated long-term outperformance. My comment? I really wrestle with how to invest in small caps. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Tulsa's Black Wall Street teaches us about racial economic discrimination. The effects of the massacre 100 years ago still reverberates through the U.S. today. 100 years ago, white vigilantes in Tulsa, Oklahoma, raided the Black Greenwood community, bursting into homes, killing occupants, looting possessions, and setting structures ablaze. Scholars estimate that the crowd killed up to 300 people and that the remaining 10,000 residents were left homeless. My comment, how much did this not just hurt the Black community, but the nation as a whole? Think about if some people had burned down Wall Street and its businesses in New York. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The forgotten women of Black Wall Street, the neighborhood attacked in the Tulsa race massacre, was known as a Black intellectual and financial mecca. Women were a little-known part of its success. Here's what's known famously about Greenwood, the early 20th century Black community of Tulsa, and infamously about its destruction. Black businessmen helped build Greenwood into a financial Black mecca that produced an abundance of successful entrepreneurs, some of whom turned into millionaires. Comment, how much did this hurt the Black women on Tulsa's Wall Street and the women across the country as a whole? Think about all this damage every time you hear about the Greenwood Project. We hurt everyone, including ourselves, with racism, sexism, or any kind of discrimination and hate. Here's another story from the Financial Times. U.S. regulation on cryptocurrencies could be coming. A rundown of the most important global business stories you need to know for the coming day from the newsroom of the Financial Times. U.S. eyes crypto regulation amid concern that a lack of oversight could harm savers and investors. American retailers are rushing to secure inventory ahead of the year-end holiday. U.S. financial authorities are preparing to take a more active role in regulating the $1.5 trillion cryptocurrency market, and Russia released $500 million in credit to Belarus as Western countries target Minsk with sanctions. Plus, the FT's unhedged columnist Robert Armstrong explains why he thinks Bitcoin might be better thought of as an equity call option than a currency. My comment, I might bet my bottom dollar and my top Bitcoin on this. Here are your top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was the Financial Times, the rise of crypto laundries, how criminals cash out of Bitcoin. Second was Chuck Mackey's Consensus 2021 Day 4 and Wrap about the final day of CoinDesk Crypto Conference. Third was earnings announcements and retail participation, a deep dive into after-hours trading from the NYSE. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.